welcome to another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. You're joined by me, Fleishy, and I'm joined by Aaron.
Hello.
It should sort of be by you're joined by us, really, would be the more democratic way to begin the show.
Yes, but they are not here. In voice.
In voices?
Yes, the listeners aren't here in voice. They're hearing
in
voices.
Voice who?
Yes. I need an invoice.
That's enough of that silly tangent. On with the show.
Yes.
I have had a bizarre week this week, Aaron.
Yes.
I've played one game. One and a bit games.
Okay.
Can you guess what game I've played?
Well, I know what game you've played. Shh.
Play along with the...
I don't know. You got Assassin's Creed, didn't you?
I did.
Hmm.
Not that.
It's not that, though, is it? No.
No.
And
I basically had a... We'll stop the charade.
Yeah.
I have basically only been playing South Park, the Phone Destroyer game.
Yes, not even South Park, the adventure game they've got.
Not only, no.
No.
Even.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Did you get Wolfenstein as well?
Did I get Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein 2. Or did you just get Assassin's Creed?
I have got Wolfenstein 1. I have not got Wolfenstein 2.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I thought you'd got a bunch of the newer games, because you've got... You cancelled your Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I've still got a couple of hours left on the free trial on that.
And then you bought Assassin's Creed, but I thought you'd bought another new game as well. I can't remember. And then decided not to play any of those and played a phone game instead.
Yes, basically.
Yes.
Because it's really good.
See, I've played quite a lot of the... what is the Animal Crossing?
Right.
Mobile game.
So it's been Mobile Game Central this week.
It has, but I've been playing it, but not while I'm at my PC. So during PC time, I've been playing, surprise, surprise, a lot of Elite Dangerous. But I've also gone to my back catalogue.
Okay, well, I suppose... Probably more interesting than me talking about the event that was on South Park Phone Destroyer, which I will still talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Did they do events then?
Yeah. So literally, as this week's episode came to a close, the event went live on Phone Destroyer, which was tied in with this week's episode, which I thought was really quite neat. So there was a whole thing about water bears.
Okay.
Have you seen Star Trek Discovery yet?
I've seen the first, half of the first episode?
So you didn't discover the tardigrade yet, or tardigrade.
What's that? No, probably not.
No. Okay, so this is all about tardigrades, which are little microscopic insects.
Okay.
Or microbes, anyway. Yep. And it's brilliant.
Okay.
It's basically... The event was do loads and loads of PvP, and I quite like the PvP in the mobile game. So I did loads of PvP. I unlocked all the water bears. I got loads of free packs of cards and loads of all the stuff that you would generally expect to pay for in one of these games. And happy days.
Okay.
I could not complain. It was a thoroughly enjoyable event, which is why I've had very little sleep this week. But I will get more sleep this week, I suspect.
Is there not another event?
No, because it'll be when the new episode launches, and that's, I think, on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Or Thursday night. And it'll be interesting to see if they do another event this week again, or if they'll sort of take a couple of weeks off and then do an event.
Because that seems quite intense. Although it depends how involved creating that event is.
It wasn't that involved. It was, like, the event was basically... an extra type of loot that you could get.
And by then, doing the normal things.
And then just you had to PvP your way to getting 300 of the loot.
Okay.
Which wasn't arduous. Like, as I got better at PvP, it became less and less arduous to do the thing. Right.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. So that was virtually my week in gaming. The other thing that I've done is I've played a little bit of Super Lucky's Tale.
Okay, is that... Have you played Lucky's Tale?
I have.
Okay.
On my Oculus Rift.
So, how do they compare? Obviously, one's not in VR, and one is in VR.
It's very hard playing something on a 2D screen, having played something in VR, in 3D.
Yeah. Is that because it's designed for VR, or because...
No, so this is a 3D platformer, as you know, core as they come.
But I heard the camera controls aren't great.
They're fine.
Okay.
They're no worse than the many other 3D platformers have been or are.
Okay.
So I don't think there's... I haven't noticed a significant problem. Admittedly, I've only played a couple of worlds or levels. But yeah, look, it's fine. It's more of the same. They've gone down the Donkey Kong way of doing 3D platformers, which is smaller stages, but with loads of different permutations to unlock within the stage.
Okay.
So...
Because I played the first world in VR. Yeah. The first area.
Okay, so the first area is a good example of how to do VR platforming. Like, it feels really nice, the fact that you can lean in, you can look around a bit.
Yeah.
I really like Lucky's Tale in VR. Like, it was an average platformer made brilliant by VR.
Yeah. Okay,
This had to sort of stand on its own two feet.
Yeah. Did it?
And it does that. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've credit where credit's due. I've been really quite impressed.
Cool.
So well done the people that made Super Lucky's Tale. I'm definitely going to carry on playing it. I need to finish Ukulele first, though.
Okay.
Still haven't done that. So I've got to... Yeah, I need to finish Ukulele, and then I can go from there.
Do you think that's a sign that Oculus and Microsoft are doing quite good deals together?
I don't think Oculus own the rights to Super Lucky's Tale. I think they
bought an exclusive time deal, you reckon?
Either that or they bought the rights for that game.
For Lucky's Tale, okay.
Yeah, I wonder if... Hang on, let me turn that on 1 second.
Because I didn't know what the studio is. I could probably look it up because I have to scroll back because I haven't played it in
menu,
so long.
It tells me... the studio's called Playful.
Okay.
But I wonder who the publisher is.
Let's have, publisher is Playful. According to Oculus Home, Oculus Home has the developer and publisher of both as Playful.
Playful own the Lucky IP.
Okay.
So no.
Okay.
No more involvement by Lucky than needed in Lucky.
Okay.
God, that could get confusing quickly, couldn't it? So Palmer is not involved.
Well, Palmer isn't involved anyway, because he's
gone. Lucky was not so lucky.
Hmm. It's a reasonable game as a launch game for the Oculus. Because you can play it on the controller, and it's VR, and you can look around and stuff.
I think it was a really solid example of how to do VR.
Yeah, it wasn't intense or amazingly innovative, but it was a nice solid game in VR.
Yeah, it worked. It was fine. It was, as I said, it was not an exceptional platformer, but VR made it feel miles better than it was.
Yes. I don't particularly like platformers, as we know, but I did actually play quite a bit of that. As I say, I got through the whole first world, so...
Mm.
It's got to be reasonable if I've stuck it out that long.
Yeah, a better example of 3D platforming, from my perspective, was the... what's that show that everyone likes? Not Rick and Morty, Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. Yeah. Yeah, there was that. I didn't play that one. I didn't actually get that.
Yeah, Adventure Time was a thing. Happy Hands, Big Hands Man, Happy Hands Man. Someone will be able to.
I'm sure somebody knows.
But yes, yeah, so that's a thing, and that's well worth checking out because as a platformer, that was good.
That's because it was a platformer and then in VR as well.
Yeah, correct.
Cool.
Correct. It wasn't overly thought through. It was just good fun. Lucky's Tale, however, as a platformer, it's still okay. Apparently, it gets very inventive.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying it. Like, it's a shame on Play Anywhere that you can't share games on the PC if you buy them on the Xbox with someone else.
Yeah.
So if you own the Xbox game, you can not send me a copy, but I can play on your account on the Xbox, and then it works.
Well, it sort of works on. Oh no, on PC. Guess if I logged into my PC with your account, installed
you'd have to
it.
Be logged into Windows, right?
Yes, I'd have to log into Windows with your account, then install it. Then come out and go in as my account, I could then play it, I should imagine.
I don't think you can.
Can you not do that?
No, I think it's only on the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Windows has got, like, share play profiles.
That's weird.
Yeah. There was something else that I think we've tried it on something, haven't we?
Well, we've done it on Horizon.
Yeah, but that was the other way around.
But yeah. I've not logged in my PC as anyone else. But you've tried it with somebody else, I don't know.
Maybe I've just got a funny feeling that I've tried it before and it didn't work. I could be wrong.
I know Anna's had some problems with it.
Or with Play Anywhere, or just...
Yeah, with Play Anywhere, who's logged in and what account.
Okay.
But I don't know whether theirs was set up quite right. I don't know. So I wasn't there to have a look at it. So.
Mm. Yeah, but it. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. It's a thing, and it's a thing on my PC, and I'm happy with it.
Cool. Mm. I don't think I'll be getting it, as it's a platformer.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, but as
well, it's worth playing it.
Yeah. I don't know whether I'd, I'll stop up for another game.
If you to play it through me, then I would say do that.
Yeah, I might have a go, but I don't know whether I'd play much of it to warrant a purchase.
Oh, I did play something else. There was okay. a game called Oh Dear.
Oh Dear,
which
okay.
Which is an indie game, and I had to install it from a zip file and things like that. It was all very,
Oh, blimey, old school.
Yeah, really, really old school. Like, sort of, it brought back memories of how games used to be.
how downloads used to be.
Yeah. So I got the zip file. I had to find WinRAR and unzip it. And it's a game where it's like an NS racer where you've got to run over, not hit the deer.
Yes. I've seen this.
It was bizarre in the extreme.
I've seen a stream of this, yeah.
Really, really bizarre. But I've already found my next one that I'm going to do, which is 2001, A Space Felony.
Okay.
Which was a, what's it called? Humble.
Right. That reminds me, actually. I must try Payday.
Payday?
Payday 2 has is now beta VR.
Ah, okay, on Steam?
Yes. So you can do a heist in VR. And you can play with non-VR players as well.
Okay.
So I want to give it a go. So I don't know whether you've got that.
I've got Payday 1 and 2.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do a heist at some point then. Try it out.
And that's the end of the show, everybody. Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I want to try that the Pixar thing first.
The Pixar thing, yeah, Coco.
Talk about the Pixar thing. Tell me about the Pixar thing.
Don't know. I've only, as I say, I was just having a quick go while I was we were getting ready for the show, mm-hmm. and yeah, you load in. The load times are long. The load times are very long. But yeah, you load in, and you some boy greets you with a little animation. It's quite nice. And then a butterfly flies up, and that's it. You're greeted to the Day of the Dead or something.
Uh-huh.
And then it loads another section. So you spend ages loading the game, and then it does a little animation, then it loads again. And they get into a changing room. And you're a skeleton. And you're dead, apparently. You're dead, but you're... time of being alive hasn't come to an end or something. I don't know. She explains it. And then you get dressed. So you put your heads on, your hair, and you put some clothes on. And then you can wander around. And I was a bit busy wandering around the dressing room, changing records and things. But then you go out, and there's a town outside. So you go out, and there's another load. But it's a tiny load then. And then you're out into a big town, and that's as far as I got.
So you really haven't got far?
I haven't got far at all. I've basically just set up my avatar and played some records on a record player, and that's it.
So have you done much VR this week? Like, apart from... Don't mention the E word.
Yeah. Apart from that, no. That is about all I've
played. So no new VR?
No. I've been meaning to play a lot. Because obviously I've got Defense Grid 2, that's free now, the first couple of levels of that. Blade Runner's out, they've got a free memory lab. I've got a DataViz app that allows you to visualize data in VR. And that's something I wanted to do. I wanted to write something to visualize data. Cause that's...
What do you mean visualize data?
Plot data and... create 3D representations of data in VR.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? You get data and you plot it into a 3D plot of
so
that
doing
data.
Like 3D graphs.
Are you, either 3D graphs or scatter charts or volumetric charts of some description. You know, there's all sorts of different ways you can visualize data. My plan was to plot it onto a map of the UK.
Okay.
So have a 3D map in VR of the UK and plot different data points on the map.
And what would that let you do?
Just lets you see what your distribution is like throughout the UK of certain facts. The Office of National Statistics, if I could say that word, have a free API that you can query.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually link statistical data straight into the application and plot it on a map of the UK. I just think it'd be a nice, cool thing to have a look at.
Mm. Yeah,
And that way you can plot different data by having different possible things. So you could have bar graphs on the different areas, or you could have heat maps, color maps on the different bits of the ground, or height maps on the ground. So lift the counties up based on different stats. So you represent different multiple bits of data across the map. So hopefully that'd be quite a fun thing to do. But yes, that's one of the many projects I've got going at the moment, along with my game.
How is the game?
It's okay. I haven't progressed much since last time. I did neaten up some code, but that's about all I've done. I've not actually progressed any more code. I've got another project I've just started, but I can't say anything about that at the moment.
Is that a work project?
No.
Oh, personal project.
It's a personal project adjacent to work. So, we shall see.
Cryptic.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how that gets on. But yeah, that's another VR project.
Sounds very exciting. So come on then, back catalogue. Let's do this.
Yes. So I've been trying to get through some back catalogue. I haven't done many. Basically, I've played Spore. Because Steam said I hadn't played it. Having played it, I realised I did.
Spore?
Yes, I did play it back in the day.
Right.
You know how you create yourself a single-celled organism that eats all the...
I love Spore.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
The first hour or two was great.
I got onto land. I got my legs and started evolving. And then I just got a bit bored with it.
I was about to say, I seem to remember that the moment you get onto land, it becomes crap.
It was okay. It was a bit weird that you have to do this dance and singing and stuff. As well as attacking and... Yeah, it was odd. I seem to remember the first time round, I was fine until you started getting tribes and stuff.
Okay.
Until it started being almost a city builder, but not a city builder. Because eventually you get to the space age, don't you?
Yeah, it was a funny old amalgamation of everything.
Yeah, so, yeah. I got partway through it and then I went, no, I have played this. I've played quite a bit of this. But I found out why. It's because I originally had it on disc. It was a physical copy.
If you still have your disc, to EA's credit, you can call them up. And they will activate it on your Origin account.
Okay, well, I've got it on Steam, so.
Right. I did that. I sat down with all my old, even my Westwood games, so ones that were Command & Conquer and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they activated everything that they sort of had, which was loads, onto Origin. Disc.
Okay.
Yeah. Onto Origin. Yeah, sorry, not disc. Which I found really impressive.
That is quite good, because you could abuse that quite easily.
They made you read out the product IDs and stuff.
Yeah, but you could just give them to your mate after you've read them out.
I assume they register them on your system.
Oh, is there a serial number in them?
Yeah, yeah. So you give them the CD code, and then
If there's a unique number, then that makes sense.
Yeah, so you give them what used to be the serial number, which I don't know if that was ever unique, but... You give them the serial number, and then then they unlock it.
Cool.
Which I was really impressed with.
Yeah, so I played a bit of that. I played some The Path. That is a very weird game.
Is that the game with the old man?
That's a game with what seems like young girls walking through a woods. It's sort of a Little Red Riding Hood game.
I don't know.
I can't remember where I got this from. I think I got it from either an itch page or something like that. Itch.io or something like that.
And this is, to clarify, on PC?
This is on PC on Steam.
Okay.
It's the first menu is you've got, I think it's something like seven girls in red dresses sitting in a room. You pick one, and then I picked Rose because it's my daughter's name, and then you make a walk through a woods to Granny's house, and you're told to keep on the path and that sort of stuff. And I failed because I just walked straight to Granny's house, and then apparently that's not what you do. So I was supposed to find some secrets.
How dare you go straight to Granny's house?
I just followed the instructions, and apparently I did something wrong. So, I didn't find any secrets and I didn't get attacked by a wolf or anything. So, So I'll need to have another go at that to try and find out what the actual fix, how you actually do that, how you fix that, how you play it. So I'll have to have another go at that. But yeah, that's one I hadn't played, but I'd I've had it for ages. So I thought, right, I must play that. Another game that I think I've had for a while, I can't remember. She Remembered Caterpillars.
Have you got that?
I've got that.
Not the demo?
Nope, the full game.
When did you get that? That was one of my games of the show at Eject that I never got around to getting.
That was last year, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember whether I've had it for ages or it's in the Humble Bundle. So it might be worth checking.
Which Humble Bundle? This one?
The Care one.
The Humble Care one?
Yeah, there's a Care thing for $30.
Yeah.
You got a good huge amounts of games.
I need to go and investigate this.
So Humble Bundle Care, I don't know whether it's still going. Let me just check. I'm just loading it up now. Yes, 100% to charity care package. I'm just checking that if it is in there. So I can't remember whether I got it through there or whether it just... No, it's not in there. I don't know where I got it from then.
Hmm.
Oh no, it is in there. It is in there.
Does it not say on your Steam account?
No, it doesn't tell me where I got it from. Because if it's from Humble, you have to copy your code across.
But it'll tell you if it's retail or if you bought it through Steam.
Oh, it should do. I don't know where it tells me though.
On store, on the purchases section in there.
Oh, my account activity. Yeah, it is on the care package.
Is that still available then?
Yes, it is. It is at the moment. Okay, and it's $30 and you get a whole bunch of games. So that's 27 games.
I'm on my way.
Basically, you get Starbound, Minecraft Story Mode, Stardew Valley, Move or Die sold out. Okay, but I got that because I was early enough. Her Story, that's quite a good game. Pony Island, you get.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you can also defeat the devil in an arcade machine.
Oh, I don't know if I like this new menu on Humble.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Why'd they do that? I guess it's owned by IGN now, so yeah, why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of others that I've not heard of. Psychonauts, Darkest Dungeon.
What's Darkest Dungeon?
That's it's a dungeon crawler where you have to manage the psychic effects of going to a deep, dark dungeon. Because all your party members get negative psychological effects from meeting monsters in the dungeon.
Okay.
And you have to manage it all, and they might run away or attack the nearest thing or attack your party.
Sounds quite clever.
It's supposed to be really good. But there's limited availability on that. At the moment.
Was that sold out as well?
No, it's just not yet. Move or Die, I think, is the only one that's sold out at the moment. But Darkest Dungeon is limited, it says. So at some point they're going to run out of those.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a whole bunch of games there. So there's a whole bunch more that I've yet to...
Yeah, she remembered Caterpillars was a fantastic little puzzler. So you played that, sorry?
Yes, I did. I've played quite a few levels of that. So I played a few levels because it works on my tablet. So it's a nice little tablet game. What's really annoying is, though, you use left and right click. So I can't use touch.
Left and right click. Can't you do long press?
No, it doesn't work. I don't know why.
You sure?
Yes, I've tried.
Hmm.
I was in the cafe at the weekend, and...
What are you trying to poke?
Well, you're trying to... Basically, when you've got
one... No, what is your touch object?
What do you mean, what's my touch
doing
objects?
It like on a tablet on
On a
a
tablet.
surface?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Dell Windows 10 tablet.
And you can't do it on that?
Yeah.
Has it got a stylus?
No. Normal long press, you can do right click, but on the game it doesn't work.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so.
Can you not set it up as a macro?
I don't know how I'd do that within the game. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll have a look at some point, maybe, and see what I can do. But it's all right, because I've got a Bluetooth mouse attached, so I just use that instead. It's not as easy in the car, if I'm playing it in the car park, but... yeah, it's playable at least. You know, I played a bit of that, so that was quite nice to hang on, nice to play. So got that.
I was gonna say, you sound distracted, Aaron. What are you doing?
No, I was on the wrong page. I was on my activity, so I had to try and get back to recent. And that's about it, really. I played some more Astroneer and obviously the normal game that I play.
You're not allowed to talk about that.
But I'm not talking about that.
It's banned. There seems to be some good news this week.
Okay.
Well, I say good news. It's not good news for EA.
Right.
But it looks like they've had to pull back on the whole... So they pulled back on the microtransactions temporarily. But they've apparently changed the whole leveling progression on... Need for Speed as well as a result of all this kerfuffle. So it does seem like they've had their knuckles sufficiently wrapped by the gaming community as that they won't try it in the immediate future.
Need for Speed, though, I don't think that was the main problem. The main problem was that it was
apparently the
shit.
Progression was just totally broken in it.
Okay.
And so this does go some way to fixing the major concerns of the reviewers, apparently.
I don't know.
I know. What do I know?
I heard the driving was a bit samey.
Yeah, I...
But, I don't know. It's Need for Speed.
The last Need for Speed game I tried was Most Wanted.
No, I played Rivals.
Was that after? That was the first one on sort of the new gen.
Was it? I lose track of these Need for Speed games, to be honest. Wasn't that the open world one?
Could be.
Rivals, where I got really annoyed because it was fine to start with, but then people realised that you could get loads and loads of points by just waiting at the finish lines of certain races and just ganking at anyone who tried to cross the finish line. Because if you got them right at the end and took them out, then you got all the points they'd earned up to that point or something. It was weird. It just meant that you could almost guarantee there'll be somebody waiting for you at the finish line to try and get you. And so you just had to try and play it offline. I can't remember that you could. But yeah, it just ruined the experience for me. Ordeal. Because the problem with a lot of online games is that you just got people trying to cheat and trying to just ruin people who are trying to have fun with it.
Yeah, well, they're not trying to ruin it for other people to have fun with it. They're trying to make it more fun for themselves. But in doing so, they ruin it.
Well, not necessarily that. Some people just like just.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're annoying people. They just want to annoy people because they enjoy it.
Because they have nothing better to do with their lives.
Probably.
By the way, Stu, remember Caterpillars on the Humble Sale is down to £5.66 if you don't want to get the whole bundle.
Oh, okay. I didn't realise there was an option for not getting the whole bundle.
No, it's on the Humble Store, sorry.
Okay.
Should clarify.
Yeah, if you're paying £5, you can... Yeah, I think the kids will want to play Minecraft story mode.
I've got it on the Xbox.
Okay, I haven't, so... And there was a couple of other games I quite fancied on there, and I can't remember what they were either. But yeah, there's a bunch. But yeah, I have got yet another Stardew Valley code now, because that seemed to have been in several bundles now.
That
So,
has done quite a lot, Stardew Valley.
yeah.
It's been quite the popular
It's a good
popular
game.
game.
I enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I've dipped back into that every now and then just to have another go and think, no, I need to spend some time on this if I'm really going to play it.
I think they're introducing multiplayer on it.
I think they are. Yeah. I think that's the idea. So that'd be quite fun.
So I yeah, we'll give it a go when it's co-op.
Yeah.
We
Have
can
you got
sort
it or do you want it? Because I've got
of.
spare copies.
I don't know if I've got it, you
If
know.
you haven't, I've got two spare copies, so we shall see. If they do multiplayer, I can give we're gonna have a multiplayer go.
Yeah.
I've just set up. Oh, that's another thing I've just done. I've just set up my streaming setup again.
Oh, where are you going to be streaming?
On YouTube, on our
On
YouTube
the
channel.
YouTubes, on our channel.
Yes. Well, I'm going to start on my channel, just so that I can practice. And then when I get some good content, I shall put it on the official channel, on the Infinite Loopcast channel.
Gosh.
Because the idea is that I'm going to do some more 10-minute teasers, because I started doing that and then we didn't do any more. But yeah, the idea is get a bunch of games and do some 10-minute teasers on them. So
Some
I'll
new
sh
games, or old games, or just anything.
A whole bunch of games, so
Anything
hopefully some new
you get your hands
ones.
on.
So any new ones I get, I will do, and then try and go through some old games. So we'll see how VR does, because I don't know how well VR will work.
Depends on your graphics card, doesn't it? Because you can record in 360 now with the NVIDIA VR works.
Can you?
You can certainly do screenshots in 360, so
Okay.
I would imagine that they're going to have 360 recording.
Well, Oculus are adding it. That's one of the things that is going to be added next year, or Christmas to New Year, is they're adding a thing to the driver software that allows you to record it. But I think the game has got to implement that. So they've got to add it to the game. It'll be in the SDK. But you've then got to also add it to the to your game to allow that to get into the render engine. Maybe people like Unreal and Unity will add it to the engines.
Right.
So therefore it'll be there generally by default on those engines. But obviously anyone on any other platform will have to add it manually.
I don't
We'll have to see. We'll have to see how well that goes on. But yeah, I want to play Farpoint at some point.
Ball point. It's down to £45 for the gun.
I've got it. I've got it.
You got
It's
the gun?
sat. No, I haven't got the gun. I've just got the game. It's been sat here
Yeah,
for
no, you've had the game
ages.
for ages.
I know. It's still
But I'm
wrapped, in
saying,
fact.
with the gun, it's £45 at the moment.
Yeah, I still don't. Have they announced any other game that's going to use that gun?
No.
That's quite steep
So
to
not to say that there isn't going to be one.
no, but
And the way that Sony are supporting, it's clearly more than a fad for them, this whole PSVR thing.
it is. But how long they're going to support it, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll get it.
I feel like Sony are in it now. I mean, with Skyrim VR, they've obviously paid out a hefty sum to get that
Yeah, because you've got Skyrim
exclusive,
VR.
if not timed exclusive.
Well, I think part of that is because they're trying to avoid Oculus, aren't they? Because
Yeah, but they're releasing
Bethesda
stuff on
and
the PC, and then you'd just be able to play Fallout VR. Is that out now, Fallout VR?
No, I think Skyrim VR is the first one.
Okay.
Doom VFR is
Oh,
coming
yes.
out soon, I think this year. And
Okay.
I think Fallout might be next year.
That would surely just make people feel really sick.
Apparently, yes, it can. Did I hear that? I don't know. No, I haven't heard that yet. I assume you'll be able to teleport, which is a bit weird, but
Yeah, they haven't got free motion in Fallout, apparently.
Okay.
Sorry, not free motion, locomotion, as the VR vernacular goes. So it's teleporting, not locomotion.
Yeah.
Which, I'd never understand that, because surely they should just give people the choice. And people can choose how they want to make themselves feel sick.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I want the choice.
I think they should make it teleport, and then somewhere in some menu somewhere you can change it to allow it, but have it not allowed by default.
Yeah, that's sensible. Then, or do what Windlands does, which is when you boot it up, you can choose which control method you want, and it talks you through sort of the advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're probably afraid of is on PSVR, it's supposed to be pick up and play. So right. You want to just give them the safest, comfortable experience to start with, and then just let people change it if they want to. So I think that's why they should default to teleport, but allow somebody to go, if you know that you want another method, find it in the menu somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the menus. You can go and enable it. If you're the type of person that wants to customize their experience to match you and what you're capable of withstanding, then yeah, go for it.
That makes sense to me.
But I've been VR sick before and it is nasty.
What made you VR sick?
It was a nice game I want to go back to. I think it's called Revelations or I can't remember what it was called now. There's a game. It was in early access.
Okay.
And VR was a part of the game, but it wasn't a VR game.
Okay.
So you could play it on a monitor or in VR, and the disconnect there was a bit of a lag between you moving your head and the screen moving at certain points. And there was not necessarily a lag on other points, but it was emphasized. So so there was a disconnect. It was you moved your head 90 degrees and it was slightly off. It wasn't quite exactly the same. And it seemed like they got the barreling effect wrong, and the world sort of shifted slightly as you rotated, and it just threw you. Yeah. Basically, I think they'd wrote their own engine rather than using one of the existing engines, and they got the maths slightly wrong for the rotation, or they weren't updating it well enough. And yeah, it made me really ill. I really liked the game idea though, but the actual experience made me quite ill. And I was quite ill the following day, because it can take you quite a while to get over VR sickness.
So I've never had that sort of level. I felt very uncomfortable in a few things.
Yeah, I felt not nice in some, but that one really hit me. But the problem is that I kept playing. Right. What I should have done is, as soon as I saw it going a bit weird and feeling a bit off, I should have stopped there and then immediately, cancelled out, waited for some patches and tried it again. But I kept going with it because I wanted to see the game. But yeah, I shouldn't have done. I should have kept quit out. And if I wanted to see the game, just play it on the monitor rather than in VR. Because that was an
option.
Sounds
wise.
Yes, but I wasn't at the time.
There you go. Crystal Rift did me in. That was my one memory of.
Oh, that one. The Dungeon Master Dungeon Crawler.
Yeah, because they had that enforced 90-degree turning, and the movement didn't quite match up with what. It just made me feel funny.
Yeah, 90 degrees is too much, I think. You need sort of a 30-degree or something.
It was 90 degrees, and I was standing, and it was all just very disorientating. Like when you were moving, your body just kept wanting to lean forwards and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think that sort of game, I don't think it's worth standing for.
Right.
Because you're not moving. You're not moving about at all. It's designed for you to just... It's based on the old Dungeon Master,
yes,
the old Bard's Tale style. And you stepped forward and you stepped in blocks. And it was all based on squares.
Yeah.
But yeah, that in VR that wasn't great. Because, yeah, as we know now, teleporting is the way to go in VR, really.
No, I like locomotive. Full freedom.
I've had too many. It's a bit weird.
I find teleporting more distracting.
Okay. Yeah, Robo Recall's great. Teleporting around that, it seems normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know what it is.
Robo Recall is a good example, actually. Of a game of teleporting done right.
Yes. For a start, you could decide which way you want to face when you finish teleporting, which is a good thing.
Hmm. Yeah. It's the whole game. What was
the bullet train? What was
the bit before bullet train? Thanks. You knew what I meant.
Yeah. The demo.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, that was bullet train. I didn't get that on with Bullet Train. I didn't like it as much. But Robo Recall, really? I really did like. So, yeah, I don't know why that is, but...
Yeah, Bullet Train was...
It was the same sort of game, but, yeah, I don't know why I didn't like Bullet Train, but I did like Robo Recall.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh well.
No idea.
It's just one of those things, I guess. Yeah, but, yeah, I've not played much. As I say, I've been playing... the Animal Crossing game on the phone. That's about it, really. Oh, I did have a look at Love Live, which is an anime rhythm game on the phone.
Okay.
I don't know how much I'm going to play. It's quite complicated. It's really aimed at sort of the more serious gamer. It's not a real serious game. There's just many levels of things to unlock and different things to do. Animal Crossing is you collect stuff, you do requests, and you build your camp out, and that's about it, really.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you had your party, and you leveled up your party, but you also leveled up your skill, and you got special moves, and there was different ways of doing the rhythm game that was part of a mini game. But then you also did practices that then also leveled you up. And you had to compete in certain competitions, but you didn't have to compete in competitions. Oh, I got quite confused because there was a lot of information departed in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bit much. Threw a lot of information really quickly at you on all these systems. Maybe I'll have another go at some point, but I am playing Animal Crossing quite a lot, so I don't know whether I've got enough time for another.
You've got into Animal Crossing now.
Yeah. I've been playing a bit. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's out soon. It's out in the UK soon.
It's 22nd. Out on Wednesday.
Yes. So it's out on the 22nd. So is it Wednesday? No, that'll make it 22nd, yeah, it would.
Wednesday.
So, yes. So, who knows whether I'll get to keep my progress?
I would assume so. What you'll need to do, though, is you'll need to delete the app, won't you?
Yeah. But I don't know how that works. Because if I delete the app, will it delete the progress?
No, because that'll be tied to your Nintendo account.
No, because I haven't tied it to my Nintendo account, because you can't. Because my Nintendo account is a UK-based account.
And?
And it's not out in the UK yet.
So you still can't log into your Nintendo account?
No. It gives you an error if you try.
Oh, okay.
So I think maybe on Wednesday I can tie it to my Nintendo account.
and then switch out. Type
then thing. Delete it, then re-enable it, and then log into my Nintendo account. And then that might work. So, a bit of a complicated way of doing things, but that's how I need to do to get the official version.
You got to do what you got to do to get the official version.
Yes, because it's only the 0.9 version at the moment.
0.9. Oh, what? Even the Australian version?
Yes. So we'll get. I assume we get 1.0 on live release day. So that should be nice.
Yeah, you would think that would be a thing.
Yeah. Because obviously it's in early testing in Australia.
I thought it was just a slow launch so that it could catch any major bugs.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they termed it as. But yeah, it seems like a finished game. I haven't seen any problems yet. There are some things I'd like to add to the game. But like a little icon to tell you what animals are what affinity. Because
mm-hmm.
all the animals are either nature, cool, or sporty, or cute. Sorry, there's okay. four. And yeah, you can only level them up to a certain level unless you have a tent of a higher level or something. So if your tents, I've got a level 3 tent, natural tent on my campsite, so therefore my natural animals can level higher than any other type of animal. So
natural animals. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the 4 affinities. I've got a natural tent, so therefore animals of that affinity can then go higher levels.
I get it.
Other ones are blocked at 7, I think.
I get it.
But I think I've just done a cool tent. So that should allow my cool animals to level up too.
Well, that's cool.
Yes, but it looks like I've only got 2 plots for tents. So I don't know how I go any further. So I don't know. Oh, maybe I'll have a look at a strategy guide or something.
You know when you're getting really into a mobile game when you start looking at the strategy guides.
Yeah.
Have you done anything else?
No, I think that's about it. Yeah, I've been meaning to play some more back catalogue, so I'll get to another couple of games and try not to buy any more games.
I think I'm done for Silly Season, unless there's something stupid that happens with Battlefront 2.
Well, there is Black Friday coming up.
No, I mean on EA's part.
Okay.
You know, I want to see them sort that out first before I...
Okay. Well, no, I just wondered if you were going to have a look at any PlayStation games or Steam. I don't know when the Steam Christmas sale's out. I assume there'll be a winter sale again.
I would assume there's a winter sale. They're all... Traditionally has been.
Yeah.
But the deals have never been quite as good.
No. Although, to be honest, it's possibly because I've been buying the games quite a lot. So I'm hoping for some... Because I've slowed down this year on buying games, I'm hoping that there'll be some games I actually want in the sales this year.
Do you feel you've been successful in your slowing down?
I have. Yes, because there's definitely been several games I would have bought otherwise.
Okay, such as?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think now. Assassin's Creed was definitely one I was looking quite closely at. And it was only the fact that I'm never going to actually get around to playing that. I've got so many Assassin's Creed games I wanted to play and never touched them. That I probably ought to skip it. There's a couple of other games. I'm trying to think now which ones they've got. There's a Rick and Morty game on Oculus.
Oh yeah, if there's an Oculus sale, that's
that's a one.
That's an attractive one.
Yeah, Divinity Original Sin. I've been thinking of getting that.
I have got that on the Xbox.
Ah.
I think Anna's got it on the Xbox as well.
Ah, okay. So that's one I've been thinking of getting.
What are you going to do with the PlayStation if everyone goes over to the Xbox?
Keep the PlayStation?
Okay. That would make you a two-console man.
What? I'm not going to get an Xbox.
I can see it happening at some point.
I don't see why.
That'll be something.
I'm not going to get it for one game.
No, you might get it for VR.
Yeah, but all the VR stuff will be on the PC.
Yeah, but it'll be easier on the
No, it won't. Because it'll
console.
Because my PC is just here and it's on most of the time. It's easier for me to play the PC than it is to play my PlayStation. Because every now and then it gets unplugged to the PlayStation because I steal cables for other things. But my PC always stays plugged in. So, I don't know. I don't see a point in... I can see a point in me upgrading my PC soon, because it's going to need an upgrade soon.
Mm.
So that's a big expense that's going to come at some point. Because that's a full motherboard, CPU, and memory. Because the next upgrade is a DDR4 motherboard, so I have to have the memory as well as the CPU and motherboard. So that's going to be an interesting way of doing things.
Well, I just saw.
Yes.
I just put together an active PC build.
Yeah.
Including a 1080, because there's some deals at the moment for 1080s for £430.
Okay.
So including a 1080, it was like 1,100.
Okay.
Now, that was with an i5, not an i7.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm running at the moment, because I didn't see the point in an i7 at the time. And I'm not sure that there is a point at the moment for an i7.
So what a lot of people are saying.
It's fine if I want to do, say if I'm doing rendering or I'm doing graphics work or anything like that, yes, an i7's going to be dead useful. But for just gaming, a lot of the time you don't need an i7. If you've got a decent graphics card.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're lower powering your graphics card, you can make it up with CPU.
Right.
A lot of the time.
Yeah. So I
But we'll see.
I'm tempted, but I just can't quite bring myself to pull the trigger.
Well, you did cancel your Xbox X.
I did, because I was assuming that bundles will start coming out, which they have.
You okay.
You pick up an Xbox One X now with three games, or with two games for 480 or something like that.
Okay. I did see somebody selling a One S for £200. With some games and a controller. Extra controller. And I was going, ooh. But no, I don't want it. What am I going to play on it? I play my Forza game. But not in 4K. I can play Forza Horizon. Yeah.
You can play it in 4K.
Well, not if I get an S. Whereas if I'm on my PC, I can play it in 4K.
Does the 4? No, it doesn't, does it? It does 4K Blu-ray.
It's a 4K Blu-ray, and it upscales to 4K the S. But then again, your TV will upscale to 4K, but
it's not the same.
It's not quite the same. It's not as good, I think. I think you get extra, a little extra lag or something. I don't know. I'm not sure it'll affect my Forza skills.
Skills to pay the bills.
Mm. Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. I have to see. We'll have to see what stream I do this week as well. I shall try and get one in this week. Maybe not a stream, but yes, definitely a video upload. If I can, I shall stream on Twitch. We have a Twitch, don't we? I'm trying to remember whether we've got a Lucas Twitch.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know I've got your Twitch details, and I've got my Twitch details, but I can't remember whether we've got a Lucas Twitch details.
I believe we've got a Loopcast Twitch.
Okay, I'll have to dig that out then.
So pretty confident that's a thing.
So I can stream on there. Well, although you can stream now live on YouTube, can't you? You can stream on YouTube as well. Yes.
Oh yes, you can. YouTube Gaming.
Well, you just stream live on YouTube now. It's
on YouTube itself.
On YouTube itself.
Now is Monster Hunter World?
Yes.
We'll finish on Monster Hunter World. Is this going to be a thing for us?
I don't know. It's one I was debating.
Has it got cross-platform play?
Is it on cross-platforms?
It's on all three. It's on the Xbox, the PlayStation and the PC.
I doubt if it will have cross-platform between all three.
Yes, no. When I say cross-platform, I mean between the Xbox and the PC.
Possibly if you get the Windows Store version. Because I don't know whether they'll do it so that your Steam version will...
Let's have a look. Monster Hunter World. Cross-play between Xbox and PC.
Oh. I don't see it on...
There's a Reddit question about it. Let's see if anyone knows. No crossplay at the moment.
And there's no Monster Hunter World, as far as I can see, on Steam. As at the moment, I can't see the pre-order on Steam. Which is something I thought they'd do, but...
Such a shame there's no cross-platform, because that'd be good for me. I like that. Play it on the Xbox. And move across. Right.
Oh, you mean that's in, yeah.
Yeah, because then I could play on the Xbox and you could play on,
Is it a two-player game? Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
There's also Oh My Godheads, which looks pretty, pretty good.
Oh, that! Yeah. Saw that at the show
I think it's
last
couch.
Year.
I think it's only Couch.
I think it is.
It's one of those ones that I need to see how life evolves to see whether or not it's something I can get. So I don't have people over enough to play games.
Yeah, I don't. It's got to be online for me to play.
But like Overcooked. I got it for the night that people were here and we played the crap out of it that night, but I haven't touched it since.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. Right, Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at Aaron HUK.
I'm at Fleischy, FLEICHYY. The entire show is at the Loopcasters. You can email us, theloopcasters@homer.com. You can go and check out the Spangly website. Have I missed anything?
I don't believe so. Email. You've done email, haven't you?
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's it. YouTube and Twitch, I guess.
So the YouTubes, yeah. Aaron's going to be doing the.
I'm going to be doing something.
I haven't decided yet.
Yes. I shall have to decide which one we're doing. If you've got any suggestions, tweet at us, and I shall do whatever is suggested, I guess.
Ooh.
If not, I'll pick one.
Controversial. You give it a go.
I'll give whatever game they suggest, as long as I own it.
You let me know how you get on with that.
Yes.
Right. Chittle pips.